Hello and welcome to Chump Change, Sunday the 4th of August 2019, and I'm Rob, tuning in from the UK.
And I'm Luke from South Korea, and this is our weekly Bitcoin and cryptocurrency discussions. We'll look at some price action, some weekly news, and we might have a special fact for you.
So first of all, it's Litecoin halving day. So let's if you actually listen to the last episode, I, Rob, decided to try and capitalize on this halving.
So
I put a big chunk of my trading allocation into Litecoin, thinking that the build up to the 4th, which is obviously 4th of August today, which is where the halving happens, that we would see some sort of last minute FOMO and then increase in price action. That's not really happened.
Yeah. So, Litecoin went mental from, I think, about April until last month. What?
If you heard a really weird sound, try it again.
Yeah. So anyway, Litecoin went mad from about April to last month. And I think a lot of people were anticipating the halving, and I think if you bought in a couple of weeks ago, it was a bit late for the real hard gains. But from my experience, what happens is when a halving happens, everything goes mental a few months before, then it drops off around the time of the event, and then after, because of the limited supply, it'll go back up a lot. So
yeah,
fingers crossed for you, Rob.
So I wasn't really thinking like that, to be honest.
I should have told you then, really, maybe.
Yeah, you should have. It's your fault.
My fault.
But now our boy Swiggles is he's a big believer, actually. Last time I spoke to him, in Litecoin hitting back to its old all-time high at some point. So
cool.
I will probably hold on until then.
I think we're mostly big Litecoin fans on this podcast. We love a bit of Charlie Lee.
Well, yeah, he's a
nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Sold everything at the peak. Okay,
he's
so
a smart guy.
Smart guy, yeah, nice guy and a smart guy. Okay, so let's move on to some winners and losers.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if you're new to this podcast, what we do each week, we look at the biggest winners and the biggest losers of the previous week in terms of price action, just among the top 50 coins, because there's so many coins, it's hard to keep track. Yeah. So let's start with the losers. So we have BAT, basic attention token, down 11%. A bad week for BAT, even though they had some really cool news, which was that if you use their browser, which is called the Brave browser, you can now tip people on Twitter using their basic attention token. So
that's really good. Yeah.
Yeah. I think,
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think like the end goal for BAT is that people will use their browser and then you can use their token to tip content creators or tip people on social media. So it's a good first step.
Yeah. And it kind of gets rid of all the junk, or the idea being that only good content on the internet kind of gets favored by tipping and stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. And you don't need ads either. If content creators are getting tipped, they'll probably opt out of using ads on their website.
Exactly, And Brave Browser is pretty secure. And if you like the dark web, the spooky dark web, it actually has an option to create a new private window using the Tor network. So it has an integrated Tor network, basically browser within Brave browser. So, that's very good for privacy.
Yes. Cool. Okay. The next biggest loser is V Systems, down 11%. I have no idea what this coin is.
Nope.
Okay. And the biggest loser of the week is eGreeta coin. That is EGRETIA, down 19%. Again, no idea.
No idea.
Okay, anyway, moving on to winners. So Lambda, it's always hard to say, Lambda.
Yeah.
L-A-M-B-D-A, Lambda coin up 27%. And I don't know what this coin does. I think I have checked in the past, but this coin is always in the winners or losers. It's always.
Yeah. So volatile.
Yes. And then KuCoin shares up 31%. KuCoin is an exchange. And then last but not least, the biggest winner of the week is Tezos coin, up 38%. So congrats if you hold Tezos.
That's good.
Good week.
And
for
if you actually, or it would be awesome if you actually listened to our old review of Tezos and actually, after listening to the review, in bought, because then we are kind of indirectly making you money, right?
Yes, kind of. But so you can tip us if you want to.
Invest. Yeah, we didn't actually invest in it because at the time it was, I'm sure it was on more than, I'm sure it was on, not even on Bittrex, but you think it was on Bittrex at the time, do you?
I'm pretty sure Tezos is on Bittrex. It's not on Binance, and we typically use Binance, so.
Yeah.
We didn't invest in it because it was a little bit of a hassle. But at the time of that our review, Tezos was around 38 cents per coin, and at its peak, which was only like a month ago, it was $1.40. So we should have bought some. We
should have listened to ourselves.
So, yeah, because we liked it. We loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah.
Cool. All right, so let's move on to some news. Do you want to kick us off, Rob?
Yeah, so let's have a look. There's not been a lot going on in my opinion. Actually, there's a South Korean one, right? You're in South Korea.
Oh, yes. I'll talk about this. So actually, I think most people know this. South Korea is pretty big on like a tech innovation. Obviously home to Samsung, LG, like a bunch of other huge companies. And 5G is already here. So, you know, it's quite innovative in that way. What they've done, the government has now declared regulation-free zones all over South Korea for crypto projects to build and experiment with this new technology on the blockchain without fear of, you know, breaking any laws.
That's good.
So this new one, which is the largest free regulation zone, is in Busan, which is the second biggest city here. And what they've called them, which is really cute, is called they call them sandboxes. It's really cute. So,
So sandboxing is a
real thing.
it's a term used in development where you kind of can play around with payments and kind of things that generally you would, if I was to send you money on. I could use a sandbox account to
test it,
pretend kind of thing. So sandboxing is basically a safe zone to work out the kinks. Yeah. But it's cute
was me.
That you think.
Busan's by the beach. it's a beach city. Anyway, so it shows how naive I am when it comes to this stuff. Anyway, yeah, they've declared like 100 sandboxes around Korea, and the biggest one now has been. Located in Busan. So it's expected to draw in over around $30 million of investment in the next couple of months for people to play around, build new companies without fear of any regulation. So
sandcastles.
Actually, Busan, talk about sandcastles, has a fantastic sandcastle festival. Blew me away. Blew me away what people could do with sand. I had no idea.
So in Korea as well, they used to have something with the Bitcoin price action of called the kimchi premium.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know what kimchi is, I had the pleasure of trying kimchi when I went over to stay with Luke, and they eat it with
everything,
right?
Yeah, so they have kimchi with every meal. So, it's basically spicy cabbage, cold fermented spicy cabbage, and it's actually pretty good.
Is it like sauerkraut? Is that what sauerkraut
is? It's kind
is?
Of, but it's covered with spice. I think I'm not really sure, actually. But anyway, kimchi is quite spicy, fermented, cold cabbage. And they have it for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, you know, as a side dish.
So they call, so if you're trying to buy Bitcoin in South Korea, the price is inflated, right?
Actually, it's not anymore, but... during the last bull market at the end of 2017 or 2018, oh God, it was like 20% more here. It's crazy. Ripple, and that, Ripple was almost 25% more. So Ripple actually went over $4 here. That's when I'm in a little bit of a brag here. That's when I sold it. Sold quite a few of my Ripples, my XRP at over $4 a coin. And I should have sold everything, but it was a good move, selling some.
So the name of that inflated price that seems to be, I guess, because it's like supply and demand in Korea, right? More people are trading,
I guess it is, I suppose, because people, they all use the Korean exchanges and there are only so many coins in Korea, and it got a little bit crazy here. I mean, it was insane. Even like old people were walking into these exchanges, like their offices, with like, you know, bags of cash saying, I want Ripple. Wow. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, wow. Really. They must have lost a lot of money. Yeah.
The name for that inflated price is called the kimchi premium, which I thought was wicked. So I'm just talking about exchanges as well. I've just seen that a couple of days ago it was announced that Bitcoin.com is to launch an exchange. And that's Roger Ver, right?
Yeah, that's the Bitcoin Cash posse who have taken over Bitcoin.com and just confusing everyone on their website. That's bad news. Yeah, they shouldn't do that.
Roger Ver has stepped into the chairman role. Mm.
Bitcoin.com. Yeah, if anyone is totally new to crypto listening to this, stay away from Bitcoin.com. I think it's Bitcoin.org or one of them. Oh, maybe .com. Either or .com, yeah. Definitely stay away, because they just misguide newbies into buying Bitcoin Cash when they actually really want Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Scam artists.
And also he sues everybody for saying anything negative about him as well, so I hope he doesn't listen to this.
I don't think he will.
Is anybody listening?
Leave us a comment if you're listening. At our chum change on Twitter.
Yeah, true. Even though that's not working. anything else today, or are we going to cut it short today?
Can we talk about Bitcoin price? Can I give a prediction? Is that allowed?
You can, although we have to let everybody know that this is not financial advice, that do your own research first, and we're just a couple of chumps talking.
Couple of chumps,
Well, this wouldn't be chump change. Just two idiots talking to each other.
All right, so here's my prediction. So last week, everyone was predicting Bitcoin was going to go down to 8K. Everyone, even me, I actually tried. I put my allocation into USDC on Coinbase then chickened out when it hit 10K and bought back in. I made a little bit of money, but nothing huge. Since then, Bitcoin's actually gone over $10,500, which means it's out of the short-term bearish pattern. Long-term, still very bullish, but it was short-term bearish for a while. So a lot of people are predicting the next major kind of hurdle for Bitcoin is $11,100. So if it can get over $11,100, keep an eye out. It could be going for 15K pretty quickly. However, if it gets rejected at $11,100, then we could go back down to 9K-ish. My prediction. Just a prediction.
Not financial advice.
Yeah. So
I like it. So what have you based that on? That prediction
following this really cool guy a really knowledgeable man, I assume, called Livercoin on Twitter, at Livercoin, and he called it. So he works in kind of block ranges, so he said that if Bitcoin was going to get over 10,500, then we're expecting a much higher, you know, a higher run up. So the next big block of resistance is around 11,100. Yeah. Okay. That's it. Stuff.
Does he say anything about Litecoin?
Sorry. Oh, no, he did, actually. And I thought about you. You did tweet. I'll find it. Oh, no, I won't find it. I'll take time. There's something like, people who bought the hype are losing out, or something like that. Or late to the party, or something along those lines. Yeah, anyway, Livercoin. He's a cool guy. No, he seems very knowledgeable. And he actually, when he makes mistakes, he just says, okay, my call was wrong. Now I'm thinking this. So he's quite honest about it. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't a lot of people delete tweets if they got the wrong call, and he keeps it up there and just says, okay, I got it wrong, but you know, next call, this looks like it's going to happen next. So keep the, you know, keep an eye out for this. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Let's cut it for there today. And then until next
week. Yeah, cool. If you have any questions or comments, hit us up at Our Chump Change on Twitter, or leave a comment in the, is there a comment thing on iTunes?
Leave a review, that'd be good, right?
That'd be very, subscribe and review.
Well, what do people say on these things?
Yeah.
You know, like, follow us, subscribe, do all those things. Okay.